One of the stars from the Cleveland Cavaliers, Kevin Love, is back with us on Mike and Mike. How are you, Kevin?
Doing well, gentlemen. How you doing?
All right, well, there's really only one question, and going all the way back during this UCLA run, did you think that was goaltending at the end of the SMU game?
That's what the ref said, so, I mean, I guess so. No, it was, you know, it's an interesting play only because, you know, Alfred has had such a great game. What is he, 9-11 from the three-point line, and, you know, he threw up the shot, and you know, for the player to touch it, it looked like it was going to hit the rim, and I know it wasn't necessarily going to go in, but, you know, he had touched it. The other UCLA player got the rebound. You know, had he just went there and laid it up, it would have been a tie game. They would have settled in overtime, and then they had two shots to, you know, go out there and try to win the game. So it was, you know, I thought at the end of the day, I don't know if it was just, but, you know, they had their chances.
I think with that answer, you clearly think it was not goaltending.
Well, you know, I'm a little biased.
Yeah,
you know,
that's okay.
Come tournament time, anything can happen. They call it March Madness for a reason. Yep. So those kind of calls are going to happen. It just happened to be for UCLA.
You know, it's interesting. And Kevin is brought to us today by Built with Chocolate Milk, a campaign. We'll get to that and talk about your season. But, you know, Mike was asking the question a couple of minutes ago. When you're the team that everybody says, well, they didn't belong, the resume, the strength of schedule, the eye test, whatever it is. And on Selection Sunday, UCLA was that team that everyone was saying they were the team who didn't belong here. Do you think that has an impact on the team playing? They put a chip on their shoulder. They actually play better. They may actually win in part because of that.
I think so, and I also believe that it gives, you know, Coach Alford a lot of material for the whiteboard. I mean, they're a team that a lot of people thought, you know, shouldn't have necessarily been there, and they come out and get to the Sweet 16, and I believe that, you know, each and every round they advance, he's going to have more to talk about. So, you know, I think with those type of teams, they're tough to play and scary to play come tournament time. And, you know, it happened to be UCLA, so, you know, I'm happy about it.
And we'll see. They will play Friday in Houston against Gonzaga as the NCAA tournament goes on. Mike and Mike, Kevin Love, obviously Cleveland Cavaliers. And it's been a fascinating season for you and for your team, Kevin, just to watch from afar. And it feels like every week or two there's a different referendum on how Kevin Love is fitting into what's going on in Cleveland right now. From where you sit as of right now, how do you feel about your place on the team and how the team is playing and your role in it?
I feel good, and especially as long as they're winning. There has been times where it's been up and down. There's been, you know, better times, worse times, but at the end of the day, we clinched a playoff spot a couple games ago, and we're looking forward, you know, to April and the postseason, especially myself, this being my seventh year, my first time headed into the postseason, and, you know, just trying to help this team in any way that I can. But it's been a lot of fun being a part of this Cavs organization.
And obviously the team aspect of it is the most important thing, but then there's the individual side of it. And when, you know, when it's brought up, or when you are sitting on the bench in the fourth quarter of games, is that something, do you and Coach Platt have conversations about that? Do you know that's coming? Is it just the flow of the game? How is that happening?
Well, a lot of the times, if you look down the floor when that's happened, it's been matchups. So, you know, whether it's James Jones being out there or Tristan Thompson, us going big, us playing the five man, which happened last night, and LeBron playing the four and guarding a guy like Ilyasova out there, just, you know, changes the dynamic of the game, and we happen to be rolling at the end of the third quarter all the way into the fourth. So I think it's on me to do what's best by the team and just try to be a consummate professional throughout this entire process.
Obviously, Mike and Kevin Love, that's your responsibility as a pro. And then I can only imagine myself in that situation saying, wait a minute, I'm a star in this league. Yeah. And, you know, the fourth quarter is going on. These games are being decided. I should be out there. I mean, how do you manage to keep the positive attitude through something like that? Because it can't be easy for you.
Just knowing that it's for the greater good. I mean, if we have a chance at the end of the year to hoist that Larry O'Brien trophy, then it's all been worth it. I think there's been times this season, naturally, as you mentioned, that I fought it, but then seeing the end result, it kind of changes everything. Had it been different, you know, then maybe I would have felt some different kind of way. But knowing that my teammates have my back, coach knows I'm going to be a pro going out there every single night, and, you know, just trying to find different ways to affect this team, that's what I've been trying to do.
And with you resting a couple of games, and this year you're going to play the most games you've ever played in a year with the playoff run you're going to make, as opposed to not doing that in Minnesota, where are you physically?
I feel great, especially Coach Blatt having come to me and wanted me to take those two games off. After that, I felt really great, got my body work done, got my lifts in, make sure I was, getting the proper recovery, and I think it's going to pay dividends for me later on in the season.
Now, I'm glad you brought that up because it's something, this is off the topic specifically of your team, but it's something that has bothered me a little bit this season, and I know that this year has been a little unusual in the scheduling because they listened to, Adam Silver listened to the players, he extended the All-Star break, and so it's compressed the schedule a little bit. But we've seen a lot of guys taking some time off. LeBron took some time off and came back, and he's played so much better since then. In your opinion, is the schedule too compressed? Do they need to do something about the schedule in order for, A, the optimal level of play to be possible, and, B, to keep guys from necessarily resting when they're healthy? Because that's something that, just as a fan, bothers me. Do you think they need to do something about the NBA schedule?
Yeah, I think you hit it on the head with the fan aspect and interaction. When, somebody's paying, top dollar and they're taking their kids whose favorite players are then sitting out, that's very tough because, I'm over at Quicken Loans Arena a few times a week and see the fans cheering for us, see that there's a packed house, and that's who we play for. They really act as our sixth man, which is how it is all around the league. So for us, I think it's something that can be looked at, but as Coach Popovich said, if we're playing into July, that's going to be tough. It's something that's been around for a long time, something that probably isn't going to change, but I think, to benefit the team, going deep into the playoffs, I think that, some guys are going to need rest.
Yeah, that's, Mikey, we said it last week or the week before before I went away. If I was a coach, I'd do it. I mean,
absolutely.
If I was
yes.
a coach, I'd do exactly yes. what they're doing, which is why I think they need to address the schedule so the fans could see them. One more quickly for you, Kevin, before we get to this program. And again, everything is a referendum on how you feel about everything this season. And LeBron
sure.
James will put a picture up on Instagram in which he says, here's my clique, and there's a bunch of guys in the picture, and you're not one of them. And people will immediately start drawing assumptions based upon that. How is your relationship with LeBron?
It's fine. We're not best friends. We're not hanging out every day, but, we see each other every day, whether at the practice facility, whether on the road or, going to a game. So I think our relationship is also evolving. So is, I could say the same with, each and every coach, Coach Blatt, and each and every player on the team. But, that's part of the NBA. And I think, as I've said all along as it's for the greater good, then it's fine. And, I'm sure that, he's going to add me in the next picture. We'll see.
We'll see if that works out. Mike and Kevin Love, who's starring in a national Built with Chocolate Milk campaign, which immediately got Golic all excited.
You're kidding me.
So tell us about it.
Really, it's to connect and educate everyday exercisers and athletes of the benefits of drinking chocolate milk. And for me, it's very nostalgic. I grew up, my brother and myself drinking it, my mom supplied it. We'd be playing on the blacktop, all different various sports, and we'd run in and we'd grab the chocolate milk. So it's, like I mentioned, very nostalgic, and that was before we even knew it was backed by science. So it's fun to be a part of something that is close to home.
And they have a website, builtwithchocolatemilk.com, where you can get more information. Kevin, continued success. We wish you the best, as always, and we'll see you as the playoffs get rolling around. All right, thank you.
All right, guys, appreciate it.